Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, thank you for listening into the Debunker Boys show once again. My name is Guzzo, a.k.a. Ryan, a.k.a. whatever the hell you want to call me, as long as it's not asshole. Alongside of me, once again, is Bob, Robert, you know, whatever you want to call him. I'm sure his wife calls him every name under the book.
Yeah, Bob. Bob spelled backwards is still Bob, you know. Robert.
Mind-blowing.
You call me Bobby, I come to your house and bloody your nose, but it's cool. Anyway, okay, so what's the outline of the show this week, bro?
Well, shoot, we've been advertising the hell out of this show. We dedicated this show to psychics, and you had a bunch of them lined up, and it seems they got cold feet at the last minute.
Well, you know. Not everybody likes to go on a show at 9 o'clock at night on a Saturday. So we know how it works sometimes. It's just that's the way it works.
That sounds like a pretty plausible excuse.
So right now we've got one. We go by only first names. Her name's Amy, and then we've got Dave. Dave's always on the show, so we like Dave. Dave's fun. So.
Well, I've got a lot of people that are saying they want to call in tonight and get a psychic reading from our psychic Amy. Amy messaged me, or actually messaged us on his website. Our website is http://debunkerboys.wix.com/debunkerboys. If you go to that, you can check out our website. We're still in the process of building it. It's looking pretty damn cool. I'm excited. I worked hard on it. It's kind of my baby, other than my puppy, which my puppy pissed me off today, and probably something that PETA wouldn't agree with. but he's still alive, and no, I did not sell him to the Koreans. But
you guys are peanut butter. That's cool.
No more damn peanut butter. Oh my God, I joked about that one time, and suddenly everybody thinks I'm letting dogs. You know. Anyways, so we're gonna go ahead and bring Dave on here. What's going on, Dave? You didn't have anything better to do tonight than sit on the Bunker Boys with us?
I have no life. What can I say? From making
you and me,
nothing. What?
Yeah. You and me
if
both.
If it breathes,
brother.
It lives. If it lives, it talks. If it talks, it eats. If it eats, it shits. It's Dave.
Yeah, I'm Dave. All
right.
Dead zombie clown.
Dude, I wouldn't talk to you if you were a fucking zombie clown. Okay. Anyway.
Let's go ahead and bring Amy on. Amy is well, I'll let her do her own intro. Amy, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing alright.
You excited to be on the Debunk Boys?
Yes, I am.
All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, since I was small, I have been able to physically see, hear, and feel spirits. However they pass on is how they come to me. It don't matter what time of day it is, what time of year it is, or what's going on. I don't have to be at a haunted place or somewhere that's got paranormal going on. Like I said, they come to me. I can get things off of pictures, audio tapes, recordings. objects. And a lot of times, just by talking to people on the phone, I can tell if they have a spirit at home.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Remotely, well, or like, if you go in their home?
I have talked to a few people, and I'm like, are you home alone? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, well, you've got a spirit with you, because I can definitely hear them in the background. And they'll be like, really? And they'll just on the way. So the way I talk to them is the way I actually, y'all can hear me on here. The way I see them is the way you can see another person in the room. I don't use cards, no crystal balls, no nothing like that.
Well, in that case, then, doesn't it make it hard to hold conversations with people, with, like, you know, undead people?
At times.
At times?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any spirits around you right now?
At the moment, no. Right at this moment, no.
Okay.
Yes.
Now,
there's not any of us.
Do what now?
I didn't hear you either, whoever said that.
Are there any around any of us three that you can...
Are you asking if I get anything off of the show or anybody in particular in the room?
Anybody on the show, or is there any around the people on the show beside you?
Like Dave, me, or Ryan, basically, is what he's saying.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My tongue sometimes works faster than my brain.
All right. I do pick up a lot of bunch of energy into the room there.
Into what room?
Onto the area where y'all are at, the station.
Okay. What about Dave? Just Dave in particular. Just go ahead and read him. Just do your thing. It's fine.
Yeah. That should be interesting.
Okay.
Just tell him I'm walking dead.
I wouldn't say it's the walking dead thing going on here. It's not no zombie, that's for sure. Most spirits, live or dead, they demonic or good, they all have one thing in common. They all have one
thing
in common, which is, that they're jealous of our life force. Those that have died quickly or been dead for decades, and I do mean decades because sometimes ones that come to me are like back in the 1800s, they look like something that came off of a little house on the prairie.
Mm. Have you got any older spirits than that? Because, I mean, according to my calculations, there are 6 billion people on the earth right now. And multiply that by the 300,000, by 300,000, which is what about they say modern man has been around. That calculates to, I think it's... well over 18 trillion, if I'm not wrong. I don't have a calculator with me. 1,800 trillion spirits.
Yeah, but man, you're not thinking maybe people get reincarnated now and then.
Well, some people think that, and, you know, like I said, everybody's got their own different beliefs.
Have you talked to any monkey people?
Don't be afraid to speak your opinion on this show.
Yeah,
no, not at all.
Have you run into any pre-Homo sapiens.
Okay. I respect everybody's beliefs and everything like that. I don't judge nobody for how they believe or what they think or how they believe this world goes on. But as many spirits there are out there, a lot of them do cross over, and a lot of them do. Once they cross over, I can't get a hold of them anymore after that. But
okay, so you can only get hold of
as long
one
as they're earthbound, and then yes.
Cut?
As long as they're earthbound, then yes, I can
okay.
get a hold of them. But as long as they've crossed over one side or the other, and you would be really shocked of how just on Earth, how they spiritually choose to still go to, they don't want to go into the light. They don't want to stay on Earth, but once they are moved on or forced, like demonic spirits, once they're forced out of the home or being, they go back to their main home and they choose to go there. It's amazing, but you tell them they don't have to. There's better places, and they choose.
Well, you said that the spirits don't want to go into the light.
Exactly.
Because we have an acquaintance who claims that spirits want to go into the light, but they just need help from us.
Some of them do want to go into there. Some of them don't realize that they're dead or they don't know how to go and cross over. There are some that just flat refuse, don't want to. I'm not saying all of them do, but I do say it. Some of them, a majority of them do.
Okay.
I think I'd want to party on both sides. I'd go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, up and down the escalator. That's just me, though.
I mean, Jack, once I'm gone, I'm going somewhere because somebody's getting a butt kicking. My life has been so screwed up here, somebody's going to pay. I'm taking something over.
Well,
heaven,
you know, and
hell,
you also said that spirits are jealous of our life force, as you called it. Now, if I was dead, and I was, you know, roaming the earth, I would be able to see a lot of stuff that I wouldn't have been able to see when I was in human form. First things first, I would probably visit the United States government and just see what's really going on inside of there. I mean, anyone agree with me?
Yeah,
so I would have the time
that's my first stop. And the second stop would be like
there.
Locker room. Yeah, of a girl's locker room. I want to see if I'd get a ghost burner or not. You know, that's just me.
So let's dig a little bit into your past, Amy. Well, let's learn a little bit about you. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 35.
You said you're 35?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, my earpiece dropped off of me. I got really big ears.
Dumbo.
<I'm>
sorry.
You know what they say about a man with big ears?
Yeah, he can hear really
well.
He's
got a tiny penis. So what do you do as a profession?
I'm an at-home mom, so I mean that's my profession.
That is a good profession.
How many kids do you have?
Just one. He's 15, and it's been me and him all these years.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, does he have any abilities?
No, I don't believe he does. I do believe that there's been a few nights he's come in here and he's, Mom, I think there's something in my room. Can you come check it out? And I'll go in there. And like, he says, do you see anything? I said, well, do you want the truth? And he said, nope, I'm going to bed. I don't want to know. I'm going to bed. And he don't want
to. That kind of answers my first question, or my next question. Like, what does he think of you doing this?
Oh, he thinks it's cool. He just doesn't want to see him. He don't want to know that they're there. And I have to tell him a lot of times that when you feel like something's there, just don't pay it no mind. And he said, that's why I come in here and get you, Mom, so you can come deal with it. And he says he thinks it's cool. I mean, he watches the Ghost Hunters on TV, and he's watched the paranormal movies and things like that. And he thinks it's awesome. He says that he would never live in a place that had them, but little does he know about that.
Pretty much any place can become haunted at any time, can it? I mean, especially if you're someone that can see them, more than likely they're going to draw towards you.
Well, yes and no. There's some of them that want to be helped and want to be seen, and then there's some, they don't want others to know that they're there. But the ones that are doing that, or what I'd like to call, they like to observe the people that are in the home or whoever they're around. And those there, they most likely, 7 out of 10, don't have good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for a host.
Yeah. So what? How old were you when you had your first ghost encounter, would you say?
I think I was like 7 years old. I know, I was really young. Mm-hmm.
And the ghost just sat there talking to you. Is that what it did, or?
Well, the first spirit I ever saw was my grandmother. And at first I thought I was asleep, but I realized I wasn't asleep because, I wasn't in the room, I was in the living room, and she had come to me and telling me that she loved me and telling me to be good and everything else. And as a child, like I said, I thought it was her. 3 days
mm-hmm.
later, I had found out that she had passed away after that. And
okay.
I didn't know what to think about that. So at
first
that
time
young,
you've seen her, she recently passed.
Do what now?
She had recently passed the first time you seen her?
It was 3 days before she had recently, before she had passed.
Okay.
Wasn't that by me, Ken?
What?
She came to you before
Dave,
she passed.
Yes.
Huh.
Dave, are you on speakerphone?
Yeah, but I'm the only one in the room.
Yeah, well, can you take it off speakerphone and just hold it up to your ears so we can hear you a lot better, bro?
You want to hear my terrible voice that bad, I imagine.
Yeah, it's reverbing.
I got a voice like a dying frog, but I guess. Okay, was she in a coma or something when this was happening, or what?
No, she was at home.
Oh.
She wasn't sick or anything like that.
That kind of blows the whole it being a spirit thing out of the water, don't it?
Yeah. It's more like a manifestation of some kind.
Either that or she was, she could have been transcending. Or,
that's a good movie.
Walking.
Well,
yeah.
Amy, for some reason, we don't have anyone calling in right now, which is really, really strange. We had a bunch of people that said they were going to call in. Can
yeah,
you
five
of
mine
I'll,
aren't even calling.
I'll go ahead and give you a little bit of information about me. I'm 26 years old. Well, I don't really know what else I should tell about you. I live in Illinois. I was wondering if you could do a little bit of reading on me.
Mm-hmm. From just talking with you, like I said,
there is no wrong answer.
I don't know if it's around him or the other one, but there's this energy there.
Energy, like what kind of energy? Is it electromagnetic? Is it
if it's all
kinetic?
Black, it's probably me.
Is it alcoholic energy?
No. Nothing like that. Let's see. Like I said, I'm not either. It's around just both of you, period, or around the area. But like I said, it's just a puzzling energy, really. It's not something bad. It's not something I would say you have to worry about, but...
Are you hearing any voices?
Not at the moment, no. But that doesn't
no
necessarily
voice.
That I won't be here in a little bit. Sometimes it takes it a minute before that there's something in there that I will start hearing.
Okay.
I keep on leaning on this energy. I'm sure that there definitely be something to be picking up on here in a minute. A lot of times it takes them, sometimes it's like right off the bat, and then sometimes it takes me just a minute.
But you said it was just like hearing, you know, like you and me having a conversation would be like you having a conversation with, you know, a spirit.
Exactly.
You hear them and see them, so... It'd almost be like the spirit's on the phone rather than myself, right?
Barb's in here.
No, actually, it would be like I would still hear you and everyone else, but I would be able to hear the spirit as well.
Okay, well, if there's energy here, then there must be a spirit, correct?
Correct.
But they're just not talking?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
What normally when
you got the radio on, if they could please turn that down, that'd be great. Our podcast is feeding back. Thanks.
Normally when a spirit is in a room and I don't pick up on them right off hand like that, but the energy is really strong, it can be more than one.
Okay. Hey, Barb, how's it going?
Hey, Ryan. Doing good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, living the American dream. Good to hear from you. So what are you up to?
Not much. Just checking out your radio
show. You guys just moved back to Waynesville then, huh?
Yeah, we did. Had a roundabout life.
Oh, well, you know, shit happens. On with us tonight, we are, I'm sure you got my message on Facebook. We are,
We are doing
a segment on psychics, and with us right now is Amy. Amy is our volunteer psychic on the phone, and, she is, well, she said she would give some readings. Are you looking to get a reading?
Sure. Yes, I am.
All right. Well, Oh, we got another person, but Amy?
Yes. I'm here.
Barb is here. She is looking for a reading. Are you picking anything up?
Hi, Amy.
Hello, Barb. Anything in particular you're wanting to know about? I mean, because there's a bunch of questions anybody can ask.
Yeah. Mostly help and, like, financial.
You said health and financial?
Yeah.
Barb, what Amy says she specializes in is actually picking up on dead loved ones.
I was wondering about that. No one's ever been able to pick up any of my dead loved ones ever. So
I remember that.
Yeah. I didn't know if they're not around me, and I was like, well, that's not very nice that they would abandon me.
Well, I remember we were at one of our locations, and the daughter there was supposed to be was a trained psychic, and you're like, "Well, read me," and she's like, "No, I can't."
Like, yeah, there's nobody around you. Well, that's awesome.
So Ryan, this Robert, I went ahead and brought my mom into this mix. Everybody, be nice. She wants to ask these psychics some questions when you guys are done.
Well, we're going on with Barb right now, so
okay.
Barb, go ahead and ask away. We'll be quiet here.
Okay. Should I ask about my dead loved ones? I mean, is there anybody around me?
Do what?
I don't know if you heard, I was talking to Ryan, but I've never had a medium be able to pick up any of my, you know, Passover people. And I didn't know if they weren't around me or, you know, like think somebody is. Are you picking up on anybody?
I'm trying to focus. So they've got a lot of spiritual things going on the show tonight, so let me see if I can't just focus on you.
Okay.
Hello.
You've always been always looking for help, and you know, like you say, you feel something there yourself, but you know that there's something guiding you, you just don't know who. Like trying to push you in the right directions and trying to be there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a lady, woman spirit there that's been guiding you. I was going to say male, but it said no. Okay.
Can you tell who it is, or?
Now, is there, if you're picking up on someone, Amy, is you're hearing them through the phone, or are you seeing them, or what's going on?
Good question.
Well, it's a little of all of it, really.
A little bit of all of it? Well, can you directly ask them a question and hear it that we wouldn't hear and then be able to relay the message?
Well, that's what I was just doing when she asked me who could I pick up on it, and I said, well, I was going to say male, but it said no, the female.
Okay.
And I got a very strong feeling about a grandma.
Oh, that would be good. Because I try to talk to my grandma every night. but I don't, I'm not much of an empath or whatever. I don't feel anything, you know, which is kind of a bummer.
You don't necessarily have to feel them to know that they're there. I mean, that's what, like, some people have told me that they've noticed certain things in the home. They'll get moved or TVs will get cut off on their own, and they'll put something down, come back in the room, and be removed and put on another location. Or a lot of times when they feel like financially and health-wise stuck and they don't know what to do in their life, they can, it's like an inner feeling that they get to know whether or not to do the right thing, or when a warning's coming along, or sometimes they even dream about that loved one, even though that loved one has gone on and has been gone for quite some time. There's a lot of worrying going on there. There's a bit about your finances.
Yeah. A lot.
Wondering how ends are going to meet and how things are going to always work out.
You're exactly right.
And always been a worry wart. Oh, well, that's what. I don't ever say that word until now. I don't know why I did. I would normally tell somebody, well, they just worry too much. But just,
yeah.
But you're constantly consumed in your, well, mostly as your thoughts as well as your work. And what I mean by consumed, I mean that during your life with everything else, you work just as hard as with your life as you do with your health and your finances, your job, everything. Sometimes you wish there was more than one of you. Where you
kind of what?
You wish that there was more than one of you where you could get things done.
Just because I'm lazy.
Do what now?
Wish I had somebody else to do. I'm just lazy. I just wish there's someone else to do something else. I don't have to do nothing.
Okay. No, I mean, there's, it's not just everything else that you're worried about. It's, there's a lot there. I know that much.
Yeah, I'm really worried about my health right now.
Have you been currently diagnosed with anything?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Terminal illness?
Yeah. And I just, it's hard to explain. I just want to know if, because I want to believe in, you know, in an afterlife and all that. And I just want to know if something does happen that, you know, I have somewhere to go afterwards. Not that I'm going to die, because, you know, I probably am not going to. But still, you know, it's kind of scary. Although I'm not really scared. But.
Well,
and nothing's been diagnosed so serious as death. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that we all still wonder about the other side.
Oh, yeah. I do all the time. And that's why I, you know, was a ghost hunter and a paranormal investigator and all that, just so I could get some sort of proof.
Well, if I could physically show you, I would show you the proof, but, you know, I can't just tell them that physically show themselves to somebody else.
Well, right.
But a lot of that worrying keeps you up multiple hours,
mm-hmm.
because and you get mind bubbled. You can't focus on the things that are need to be focused on. I do get a sense that it's, for me to sit here and tell you not to worry so much would be ridiculous.
Right.
You're going to do it. And normally I do tell people not to worry, that things are going to work out, and I'm not saying that they won't, but I'm just saying that it's not that you analyze everything. That you ask one question, you're going to ask a blue million more.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
Amy, real quick, I just got another caller that just wanted to call in and show their support. What's going on,
okay,
Robbie?
Hey, what's up, Ryan? How you doing?
Living the American dream. This is my younger brother. He's still in the military. He just got married. He's on vacation right now before he actually moves down to Georgia. So, he's just calling in. You're trying to get the link.
Yeah,
you clicked on
the
link and
it's on my phone, but it wouldn't load up.
Yeah, you probably got to go through a computer.
Okay, I'll try that. Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to you, man. Good job with everything you're doing. Good luck, and I appreciate you guys taking my call today.
Yeah,
what's your thoughts
on
psychics? What's that? What's your thoughts on psychics? I don't believe in them. I don't believe actually in paranormal, period, but because Ryan's doing it, you know, I'm going to give him full support on it, so that's what I'm doing. I mean, if you believe so wholeheartedly in it, then I give him props for that, but because I've never experienced anything in my life, you know, I'm kind of a see-it-to-believe-it kind of guy.
Well, that's what the Debunker Boys is. We're out to prove that most of it doesn't actually, you know, there's actually logical explanations, scientific explanations behind these claims, and we're just kind of getting to the bottom of it. So yeah, man, thanks a lot. You know, if you want to stay on the phone so you can listen to it, I can put you on hold and you can listen to the whole show.
No, that's cool.
If you want
it. We're a little busy in the drinking adult beverages and stuff, so we're going to continue doing what we're doing here.
Okay. All right. Well, you have an awesome night, bro. I'll see you in the next couple of days.
Yeah, Get her done.
Get her done. Yep. Later.
All right. Well,
bye.
That was cool for my brother to call in.
Yep.
Yeah,
all right.
The support
so
is awesome.
Was Barb done?
I don't know.
If I could ask one more question,
okay,
just real quick.
Okay, she's still there.
Do you see anything with my health? Anything I should be worried about? Any?
No, I don't. I don't feel like it's anything that you should be concerned about. I mean, live life to the fullest and live each day like it. You know, whether or not it was something about your health, I would still tell you to live life to the fullest. Because you can be the most healthiest person on the world. You never know what tomorrow will bring.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I always said. I would work out, and get all healthy, and then get hit by a bus. Yeah, so.
That is true, but I don't feel like it is something that, you know, you just need to worry about. Because as we all know, the more you worry, the more gray hairs we get.
Oh, I have enough. Yeah, I don't need to worry.
That
would
happen.
I think the medical problem that Barb is having is this is my own reading. Are you growing a mustache, Barb? Is that what you're worried about? No, I'm kidding.
I assume she's worried about cancer.
Oh, I just had to throw in a little joke.
Away.
Well, I know you can't punch me from Illinois.
Right. Nobody's close enough. I could drive. Well, I'm gonna get off here and let her read your friend's mom. And I appreciate Amy for the reading. I thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, thanks for calling in, Barb, and you have an awesome
night.
Right. I'll be in contact with you.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Still leading the witness. No, I'm kidding.
Later, Barb. All right. Well,
so Amy,
how confident?
Here. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
With Ross, whatever Ryan's saying.
Oh yeah. I was just saying, you know, how confident are you feeling, Amy?
I'm confident. Why?
Okay. All right. I'm just, I'm just saying, because it seems like we're getting a lot of callers in here and everything. A lot of people, you know, we're kind of filtering through them on who we're bringing on and everything. So we're just going to keep this thing rolling. Sound good?
Okay, sure.
All right. Let's go.
All
right.
Go ahead.
Next is the amazing woman who made this this gorgeous specimen of a man, Bob. How you doing?
You got a burner for me, dude. Stop it. Mom.
Oh, bam.
Mom.
Hello.
It's your
Hello.
Turn.
What is it?
It's your turn.
Okay. I'm on.
All right. So her name is Pam, and Amy is going to be reading you, Pam. Okay. So, Amy, go ahead. Just do your thing.
Hello? Hello? How are you? I'm okay. I'm somewhat of a person that can read people myself, so if
okay.
you will. Are you reading a book?
No, I'm not reading a book.
You're not using a book? Because it sounds like you're turning pages.
No, I'm just sitting here.
No, that was me. I'm opening a beer.
Ah. No, it was all the whole time that she was talking to Barb. I could hear it. I'm saying.
Yeah, I heard static in the background, but I wasn't sure what it was or who it was.
Was it Barb's mustache? No, I'm just kidding. That's fucked up.
Well, see, all my life I've been able to see things, people, too. So I do believe in there's more than just this, is what I'm trying to say.
Of course.
There's more than just this world, you know. There is another side to it, so. But anyway, I don't know that I believe everybody can read people. I think some people think they can. I think everybody has that. It's even in the Bible, it says that everybody has sixth sense, if you will. But they don't know how to use it. They don't know how to use it. Boy, that's loud, wherever that is. Hello?
I'm here, but it's not on my end.
Who's on speaker?
Not me. That thing's going real hard.
I came off the speaker. It sounds to me like somebody is trying to open up a can of tuna fish or something, man.
Sounds like to me like somebody's trying to get through.
Hey, Ryan.
Somebody's
yeah.
trying to get through the through
Ryan,
through the,
you're making all
line.
Kinds of racket, bro.
But anyway.
Okay, go ahead with the reading.
What's your name, ma'am?
Amy.
Amy? Okay. How old
mm-hmm.
are you, Amy?
I'm 35.
Okay, I guess you're at 32. So what do you have to say to me? When I went to the Science Institute on Fifth Avenue in Columbus
mm-hmm.
to see K Frayn, which is a high, you know, well-known medium. She's been on TV. She's no longer doing it. She has a farm, though, where she does develop people's psyche or whatever, teaches them how to, you know, be what they are. And she couldn't even read me that day, she said, because she kept reading herself.
She said what now? I'm sorry, that staticky thing that
she
wrote.
Said she kept reading herself. So,
she
you know, it
herself?
Bouncing back and forth. So, yeah, it when she tried to read me, it was like, because I was reading her, trying to read her at the same time, so I had to come back. And then we got it together where she did read me, and everything she said was true. Everything through my lifetime has come true, so. All the way down to the little baby that I have now. That isn't mine, of course. It's my great-grandson, but he's mine now.
Okay.
So, are you getting any kind of reading from her, Amy?
Yeah, I'm not getting anything from Amy. It's a very dead space. I read people. I'm not reading anything.
I read people with different ways, so, but we'll talk about that later.
Well, I'm just saying I'm not getting any energy at all. So,
hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
Why don't you show everybody your gift?
Are we on video now?
No, I said Ryan, not David. Oh, Ronnie. Okay, I get it now.
I'm not hung. That's just a myth. Hold on, we got another caller.
All right. He's hung from a grape tree.
By his neck.
By his neck. Love it.
Grapes don't grow on trees. They grow on vines.
All right, I'm back. Sorry about that. I don't know. I actually got them on live right now. I had them in the green room. They weren't talking, so, well.
Is it for a reading? Do they want a reading?
Wants
a reading?
They're not saying anything.
Who is it?
I got them on live right now. Oh, they just dropped, so.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Back.
Maybe.
I'll call him back. I'll be right back. You guys do your reading thing, all right? Hold on.
All right.
We have reverse 911.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, so you're not. So Amy, you're not picking anything up.
I'm not. I read people too, and I pick up nothing. Zero, right now.
Yeah, I have to agree.
It's not negative per se, but it's very dead. It's just a dead read. It's not happening tonight. So not with me. But a lot of people can't read me. So, you know, is anybody else ready to get read?
Well, I can. Pam, do you wanna go ahead and pick up something about me? Do you think you can?
About you? You're
a
very positive person. You're getting ready to go further in life. I don't want you to go to the service, though, if that's your thought. Don't do that. Go to college.
Can you say that again?
I don't know if you're thinking about going to the service, but don't do that because it's just don't. It's not a good thing for you. You need to go to college and get more knowledge and forget it.
It was Jordan, but for some reason he hung up or something. So,
what are you feeling about this?
I'm feeling that there's a negative energy when it comes to you thinking about going to the service. I don't know if you're thinking about it, but I'm pretty sure you are, or you have.
I was thinking about going into the service, and I shouldn't.
Don't. No, dangerous. Don't do it.
What do you think?
Not for everybody.
What
but
do you,
it's dangerous for you.
What do you think my profession should be? What do you think I should go into?
I think you would do well in politics, actually.
Become a lawyer. Become a lawyer.
I'm sorry, I just got to laugh at that.
No, no, you will. You will.
Who?
Well, you need to get, you need to be a lawyer first, of course.
Okay. Well, are you picking anything
okay,
up?
Okay, what about when everything collapses?
Do what?
What about when everything collapses?
Well, I'm not picking up anything on that because the people are making that way, you know, ever since I was born, it was always going to be the end of the world, okay? When it's going to be the end
uh-huh.
of the world, nobody's going to be here. They're going to push a button and we'll all leave at the same time. So that's it. You'll never know.
I'm not worried about
the
end,
end
of the world.
World.
I'm worried about the
die.
End of the economy.
Do what?
The end of the world is when you die. It's perception. It's single death is your end of your world.
Right. And then the another world to start, that's all.
I'm looking for the bankers to drive us all into third world, live poverty.
Now, there's always poverty. Poverty's everywhere. Poverty's everywhere. And there's a lot
okay.
of crime because of it.
Well,
okay,
I'll go back on mute here and let you talk to Ryan.
Amy?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Would you mind if I did a little reading on you?
No, I wouldn't mind.
No? Okay. All right.
I've never had no one read me, so.
You've never had anyone read you?
No.
Okay.
That's
all
because
right.
it's very
well,
hard to read
that they, it's not that someone couldn't. It's just I've never had no one offer or
well,
had anyone to do it.
It's very hard to read a median, number one.
Well, actually, believe it or not, she's not hard to read. She's very easy to read. But the problem is when it comes down to facing the truth, to admitting to the truth, it's things she likes to keep hidden in her past. It's things that she likes to keep deep down inside because it's easier to suppress the memories than it is to face them. I'm seeing Amy, ever since you were married at one time? Or
yeah.
You were in a committed relationship sort of thing. Why did he run off?
He told me he just didn't want to be married anymore. It was too much for him.
It was too much for him. And
mm-hmm.
This side of you kind of creeped him out a little bit, that he didn't so much agree with you talking to spirits and stuff. It's almost as if he was against it. He didn't believe in it, that sort of thing. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, he kind of freaked out when I saw his. We were together for about 3 years. All together seven, but. The first 3 years, one night I saw this man at their balcony, and I described him to him, told him what he wore, hair, and everything. And he freaked out, and he said he didn't know how I did it, but I described his brother, which was something they didn't talk about because his brother was murdered. And
okay, I'm seeing something right now. I'm actually seeing three women. I'm seeing three women, three distinct women. I'm seeing a lot of them had the same physical attributes. Actually, two of them were very, very skinny. I'm seeing one almost had an eating disorder. I'm not sure which kind of eating disorder, but I'm seeing an eating disorder, and three distinct women, and they're all kind of standing together, but they don't really like each other. Do you get where I'm going with this? Is this clicking with you with anything?
No.
I
don't know anything about my real parents, and my other parents don't have nothing
to
do with me.
No. These three women. They're actually. I'm seeing them almost like in a timeline, like within a few months. They're not dead. They're very much alive, but I'm seeing your husband had a profession where he was traveling back and forth a lot, correct?
He was a truck driver, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm almost seeing stop here, stop here, stop here, and that actually drove some tension between you. I'm actually I don't know if I should say this out loud, but I'll probably keep it down, keep it, you know, so it doesn't go out public. But it actually had nothing to do with you. I just want you to know this. It had absolutely nothing to do with you. It had to do with him, the kind of person he was. He was a heavy drinker, am I right?
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't?
Mm-mm. He would drink occasionally. He would drink occasionally, but he wasn't a heavy drinker.
But he would when he would drink, it would cause a mood altering. It would cause him to become a different person, and it was a person you didn't like, and it was in a person that he didn't like showing you. And I'm seeing at least one physical altercation. Am I right?
I'm not understanding. You can say whatever you like. I don't care. I mean, if you just put it blunt, I don't care.
Did he hit you at one time?
No, he didn't.
He never hit you?
No, not him.
Not him? Then, mm-hmm. I'm seeing, you know. But there was another guy that you were in a committed relationship with. I don't know if it was before or after. I'm actually seeing one guy that you were with is no longer with us. But you have trouble connecting with him.
Oh, he's alive.
What's that?
He's alive. He ain't passed on. But yeah, I was in a committed relationship with him at one time. That's where my son come from.
Yeah.
So about the hitting part, no, that was his part.
That was his part, okay. All right, mm-hmm. That wasn't your husband. I'm kind of getting that confused.
Well, he was my husband. I had been married twice.
Oh, that. Okay. But the one guy actually did not seem like it was a marriage almost. It almost seemed like roommates. Maybe that's with the trucker husband. Is that the one you don't have your child with?
That's the one I don't have my child with, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm seeing more like a roommate situation where there didn't seem to be a lot of affection between you two.
There wasn't.
This guy was not someone that should have been married. It had nothing to do with you, and I'm seeing that as a lot having a large effect on your perception of men now. And when I actually heard you say it's just me and my son now, that almost seems like you don't want another relationship because you don't want to get the heartache, you don't want to get the hurt again. Am I hitting the right points here?
No, because I wasn't going to stay in a relationship. I didn't think someone loved me, even though the feeling was not mutual. And I'm wanting a relationship. I just, you know, and I don't think all men are like that. And I keep telling myself that it has to be the opposite of the things that I've been through, so.
Well, you've got this wall up, you know. I see this hesitation with you and your dating status, with you and trying to date someone. You've got this wall up because of the negativity in the past. And that same wall, you know, when people say that, you know, when you said people have trouble reading you, people have trouble psychically reading you, that's because of this exact same wall. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I said, no one, it's not that they couldn't, it's just that this is the first time I've ever had one done. It's not that they couldn't, it's just that I've never had no one offer. It was like I was always doing the reading, sort of thing.
Okay. All right, and I'm actually getting a picture right now. I'd almost want to draw it out. Well, I don't like drawing as much as I do painting. I'm a painter, and I'm getting a woman right now. She's actually it's either yellow or pink or green. Like kind of sweater, shawl sort of thing, you know, scarf, sweater, shawl, you know, in the, either yellow, pink, or green. That was her favorite color. She's got, you know, she's very, very wrinkly. I'm seeing salt and peppered hair, probably within the age of 65, maybe 75, and I'm getting like a name, something like Naomi. It's coming through really fuzzy right now. It's really, really hard, but the picture is very strong, but the name is not coming in very strong. Is this relating to someone right now?
No.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Do we have someone else on the line? Because maybe that's who I'm picking up. Okay. All right.
He's here. None of that reflects to Dave. But I might want to remind our host that it's a little after 10, so you might want to pick this up after a break.
Oh, that is true. We're gonna go ahead and go into break. We're gonna play our sponsor as well as a couple other songs to keep you guys interested, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Going to New Orleans for the weekend, for vacation? Are you wanting to take a ghost hunting tour but tired of the same old walking tours where you don't even get to go into the locations and you're not even sure if the history is accurate? Well, call NOLA Ghost Hunting Tours. This team of guys are going to take you into a real haunted location where you're going to get to use the state-of-the-art equipment that ghost hunters use. Be the paranormal investigator. You get to work with an experienced, competent team of investigators and have the real, true paranormal experience. Experience the dark side of New Orleans. Call NOLA Ghost Hunting Tours. They have tours Friday through Monday. Tours start at 7 and at 10 p.m. For more information, call 504-708-3567.
break. I had to pee, so I was sitting in my favorite chair, and I figured I'd just pee myself right here. My dog is kind of jumping around the room, and yeah, so we are back. We are on with Psychic Amy. We still got Dave on. We got Bob on. We actually got a lot of listeners tonight who are messaging us back and forth, giving comments on what they think. And we're having a lot of fun. Are you still with us, Amy?
Yes.
All right. How are you feeling at this point?
Well, at this point, I've been thinking a lot about what's going on, and I think it's awesome. I truly do. And like I said, I've been the internet, and that's how I come across y'all. So this is the first time I had ever thought we all knew about what y'all did and things like that. Before this, I was on some radio show called Curious Time.
Okay. And you said, you actually told me that that you were on there doing readings live and that you helped people. And it seemed to me that on our show that you were having trouble connecting with people, having trouble when you went to read myself, you tried to read Dave, and you tried to read him, and none of those you were able to pick up anything. And the only one you were able to get anything with was Barb. And can you explain that, what was going on there?
Like I said, there's a certain energy around, if not one of you or both of you, and it's making it harder to film through, if that makes sense. Filter through.
Filter
what,
through?
Me? You think me? Robert?
It's making it hard to filter through.
Okay. It's because we're in the same room together?
I'm not sure. I just know it's really thick. I know it's really strong, so.
Okay. Is there any interaction between the spirits, between Robert and I?
I do get a sense that there is.
There is. They're almost like bickering, like they're standing behind us and they're pretty much looking at each other, kind of arguing back and forth. Is that why they're not talking to you, because they're busy arguing with each other or talking with each other?
I feel like the spirits don't know each other like on a personal basis, but they don't want the other one still in the spotlight, I guess you could say.
Okay, so maybe that's why they weren't coming through. You were saying something about a lot of static, a lot of heavy energy, and so they were just arguing with each other for the spotlight.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. That totally makes sense. If I was dead, I'd want to be right out there as well.
It's not necessarily just on one thing, though.
Uh-huh.
Like with the lady I was speaking with, and when she kept talking about this negative energy, I picked up on that as well. But
you picked up on a negative energy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does he? Are you picking up? There's a lot of negative energy. Does this negative energy have a form, or does it have a name?
No, it doesn't have a name, but the form that I pick up off is like a really thick fog. And
a really sick dog?
Yeah, a fog. Like the fog that you go outside and you can't see your hand in front of your face kind of thing.
Okay.
Like a lot of tension. And it feeds off of that tension.
Okay. Well, me and Robert actually did have an argument the other day that we were almost ready to call off the show completely. We almost pretty much ended our friendship. And it could have been because of this negative tension between us. Like, we were literally standing there face to face, like, and we were about to punch each other, about to say our goodbyes, like, I never want to see you again, you fat bastard. And maybe it was because of this thick cloud. Do you think it could have been that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you do.
Because even though things have calmed down, it's not really resolved.
It's okay.
I don't feel like everything got talked about, or like one of you feel like you didn't get everything out, or didn't finish expressing exactly how it made you feel, or
okay. But you're actually seeing this argument between me and Robert?
I can feel the intensity from it, yes.
Okay.
It's so thick that you can almost cut it with a knife.
Yeah. Well, it definitely was. Robert and I were actually we're actually arguing about our religious beliefs. And we were very opinionated about that. And we were sitting here arguing back and forth about it. And like I said, it almost got physical. Like Robert had a water pitcher right next to him that he was about to throw at me.
Oh, wow. So it got really physically opinionated.
Yeah, it did. It was pretty bad. And you know, is there any way, like, what is your suggestion for getting rid of this negative cloud that's between Robert and I's relationship?
Well, negative energy and entities and things like that, if there's one thing they can't stand, and that's love and bind between the family. Friends or family, as long as that strong bond is there, they can't stand that. The love that you, even though you have your differences, the love that you have for each other is a strong bond.
Okay, all right. Well, I thank you. It's not looking like we're getting any other callers. And the show should be ending soon. So I thank you very much, Amy, for coming on. And thank you for volunteering your time to do this, do what you do. And we look forward to hearing from you in the future.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me on. I mean, even though it didn't light up your switchboard.
Well, actually, believe it or not, the switchboards were lighting up, but the problem was there was too much time. People didn't want to stay on the line as long. And I was trying to cycle them through. Thanks a lot. You know, I know Barb's listening. Thanks a lot for taking up all the time. No, I'm kidding. We have a lot of listeners. We had a couple of people that wanted to call in but ended up not being able to call in. Then we had a couple of people that called in and didn't want to wait in line. So thank you again, Amy. And sorry we couldn't get more people on for you to read.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, I just enjoyed being on the show. It was awesome.
All right.
Well, hey, Ryan, can you catch football?
What's that? Yeah. God. All right, dude.
Do you see what I did?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, dude.
But, okay, all right. Right before the show, we literally told Amy that we lived 9 hours apart.
Yet
I was literally sitting here telling her that we are sitting right next to each other, and this cloud, and she said, she swore up and down that this cloud is still hanging above us.
That's where mentalism comes in. You can actually lead people once they believe that you have a psychic gift, or they feel confident around you. You can start to lead an individual into making, you know, make them think what you want. And that's where all these people that come in and say they're psychic have a problem with.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Okay, folks. All right, folks. Still listening to us. I have no psychic abilities. That reading that I did, Amy, that was 100% accurate to her. And if you actually play it back, you will actually hear how much inaccuracy within the accuracy that I had. Also, if you play the statistics, I said a lot of things that that statistically I could not be wrong with. And I said a lot of things that what it's called is one thing that a lot of supposed psychics use and is the same thing that mentalists use. One of the greats is Steve Banachek, that I actually took a couple of seminars by him. And he claims no psychic ability, but he can literally have you think of a name, and he will be able to tell you that name. Believe it or not, you tell him the name without realizing you're telling him the name. And what I did was I was very vague, and as soon as I hit on something vague, I narrowed it in to make it very specific. But within that specificness, I was still very vague, and she answered the questions for me. I was literally asking her questions, then telling her her questions back, or telling her her answers back to her in a different form that made it true in her mind. Our guest Barb, she said that Amy was very vague, that she didn't really hit on anything, and she made the not from Barb. Sorry, I'm getting my listeners mixed up. I had another listener that said she could not read a billboard if it was right in front of her. I thought it was hilarious. You know, thank you, Amy, for your time and everything. I just don't believe you're psychic. I believe it's all actually, this is what I believe. I believe there was either mental or physical abuse early in her life, in her childhood, that led to this drive for attention. That actually, and throughout a psychic's life, if you can call them that, the longer that they claim this ability, the more it becomes true in their mind that what they are telling you is not false. Because in their mind, it is true, because they know with 100% fact that they are reading you, that they are seeing your, you know, a spirit of your dead loved one or something like that. But get this, no psychic will ever advertise a bad reading. That is because they, for one thing, most of the time, they don't remember their own bad readings. It's called selective memory. And selective memory, it happens to all of us, and it makes us, and it leads us to believe we're psychics ourselves.
Yes.
You know, well, your mind, your own mind makes predictions all day long, but the only ones that you remember, like how many times have you said, before I get to this red light, it's going to turn green when you're driving up to a stoplight? And all of a sudden it turns green before you even slow your car down. You're like, how did I know that? But how many other times did you say that, but you still stopped at that red light? But you only focus on that one time because that created a significant event in your mind which turned that short-term memory into long-term memory because of the because of the significance that it had.
Let me give an example real quick. I do this all the time. I still do this to people. When people are riding with me, about 15 minutes into the ride, I'll say, ooh, I feel a cop coming up on the right. Or maybe the left, but there's a cop around here. And we drive by, and they're like, how did you know that? Well, most streets you drive down, about 15 minutes into the ride, 90% of the time you see a police officer. And I made that person believe that I was psychic because I know these statistics. And that's basically what how you do it, all statistics. Correct?
Yes, yeah, I do it off of statistics.
And Barb did a great job when she was getting her reading done. She actually gave a couple tells for Amy, and Amy fed off those tells, and I kept the notes on that. And she was talking about the hardship and how she would like to be two different people. Barb stated at that point, I'm wondering about my health. And then Amy switched gears over to the health and started talking about and made this big story up about the health. And basically, the client led the psychic at that point. And then here comes in that selective memory that you were speaking of that comes into the in play in the future. It actually gets stored in your mind like it really happened when it actually didn't happen. Go back. Sorry, dude.
Oh, it's fine. Hold on a sec. Okay, I just got called a troll by a reverend.
Give me all your goats.
I'm not making
reverend
this up.
Who?
Okay, so I'm on Real Paranormal Activity. The page on Facebook is called Real Paranormal Activity, and there is a picture on there put on by Reverend Neil Farley. He's got a picture on there with his white collar and everything. He said above the picture it says no matrixing, no pareidolia, just 100% pure spirit. This image was captured with a solid background. There is no pattern of random data for this picture to derive from. Therefore, it cannot be classified as either matrixing or pareidolia. And he said, and then he said, this image was captured in my basement on July 21st, 2014. I see a very young person with a very nice smile on their face. How about you? What do you see? Okay, what it is a picture in his basement, and you see this tiny little speck down in the corner, and he blew it up 1,000 times to make it ginormous.
Which was called pixelation.
Well, it causes pixelation. It causes distortion, and all you see is this white blob, and everybody is saying, oh, I see the face and everything and stuff like that. And he says that, let me find his thing. This is so freaking funny. He says he lives on a land that goes back to 8,000 BC. This land was also part of the Underground Railroad. The ground is 70% site quartz stone, and there are hundreds of underground springs. The spirits all call it a sanctuary, and God allows me to help thousands cross over every week, but only on Monday mornings. The rest of the week, there is nothing in my house because it's a house rule, he says. And down towards the bottom, I said, I don't think you exactly understand what pareidolia is and how it works. That is a pixelated picture of dust or light reflected thanks to a cheap digital camera you use to take the photo. If you truly believe you have unrefutable evidence of the paranormal activity and spirits, bring the evidence and talk to us on the Debunker Boys radio show. And this is what he replied to me. He goes, sorry, Ryan, but your attempt to draw me into troll camp has failed. I suggest you play your game somewhere else.
Troll camp, huh?
Troll camp.
Apparently, the Debunker Boys are a troll camp.
I had no idea that we had a troll camp. I always thought they lived under bridges and then, like, holes in the ground. I didn't know that they had a camp with, like, tents and stuff or what.
Hey, Dave, I'm gonna bring you up to modern times. Bring you up to modern times right now.
Yeah, they don't need goats anymore, right?
Are we talking
European trolls or World of Warcraft trolls here, right?
No. We're talking internet trolls. Internet trolls pretty much sit on there and go fake and gay and on pictures and videos.
Yeah,
I'm well aware what a
forum troll is. I mean, I used to be good at that myself. I sit back and annoy them. I just repeat back to them whatever they said, and that really annoys them.
Yeah, well, this guy, and then towards the bottom, I said, she actually asked. She goes, "What is a troll?"
How do we get off of the psychic thing and onto this to begin with? I'm just curious.
It's called ADHD. No, it's cool, dude.
ADHD in high def.
No, it all bunches in with how
the mind
perceives shit.
It's all debunked stuff. Yeah, I understand.
Ryan, stop fucking troll camp.
Alright, so anyways, I said...
So how much do we charge for troll camp?
Boy Scouts,
look at all the money the Boy Scouts make. Shouldn't we, like, be making something off of this?
Listen to this shit. I said, it is not a troll cramp, and I put in quotations, Reverend, because he claims that he is God's messenger to expel bad demons and to cross over thousands of spirits only on Mondays.
Yeah, that's what got me right there was the only on Mondays thing.
I can just see
the spirits lining up, just like sitting there on Friday over the weekend, you know, and everybody's sitting around having Sunday breakfast, like, and he's like, "Well, you know, I can't cross you over until Monday. You just gonna have to sit here and wait, man."
Well, no, they just stand in line like it's a ride, like the fucking Diamondback. I'm sorry. Straight to hell or straight to heaven. Take the springs. It's faster. Okay, what were you saying about the Rev?
All right, I said, it is not a troll camp, quotations, Reverend. It is the Debunker Boys. We look at all paranormal claims from a scientific and logical point of view. And then this dumbass Julie asked him, what's a troll? I've heard other people talk about it. She goes, I've heard other people talk about it on dog sites. What the heck is it? And then someone actually put the Wikipedia definition of a troll, and it says, internet slang. A troll is a person who sows discord on the internet by starting arguments or upsetting people, by posting inflammatory, extraneous, or off-topic messages in an online community such as a news group, forum, chat, or blog, with the deliberate intent of irritating people.
Yeah. End result is a flame war.
That's right.
The end result.
I'm going to send my level 22 troll to eat him.
Wow. No. I'm actually want to share this because it's Reverend.
I'm going to send my level 85 elf to slay your level 22 troll.
I'm going to message this guy hardcore when I get off here. And, oh, man, this guy, wow.
What's his Facebook
link?
So everybody can go there and troll him for us.
Well, I only see one picture of him in
his black outfit
with a cross.
That's bad karma.
No, because that literally would be trolling. But I'm going to let this guy have it. because he called us a fucking troll camp. That is bullshit.
Well, we're not a troll camp. I mean, we don't fucking mess with you unless you come on and you sound stupid. Or you come on and you, like,
want to argue about shit
that's not real. That's the only time. And I like talking about topics like psychics and stuff like that. That's not a problem. Here's 312-813 number.
Huh?
Who's that just called in?
Jamal.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hey. That's awesome.
Hey. Who's this?
Who is it?
This is Jamal.
Hey, Jamal. Oh, hey, Jamal.
Hey.
What's going
on? Hey, Jamal. How you doing, brother?
I don't know. I just saw this on my friend's Facebook page. He said call this number for a free psychic reading from Amy.
Yeah, well,
Amy
unfortunately, Amy has left the building. Unfortunately, her readings were about as accurate as a gun with a bent barrel. So.
Oh wow.
sorry, Jamal. You called in a little late in the show, but you know, listen to the rest of our rambling. Like,
we can give you a cold reading if you want.
Yeah, I can try that. Try that. What do you think? What am I doing right now?
Why'd you just touch your junk, bro?
I actually didn't. I did do that. So what's the name of this
really crazy people?
What is the name of the radio show?
The Debunker Boys.
Debunker Boys. That's pretty cool. What do you guys do?
We debunk stuff. Like paranormal stuff.
That's cool.
We debunk stuff. I'm comic relief. That's not very relieving.
We take paranormal claims and we give a scientific or logical explanation on how they may be happening.
Well, I have a question for you. I moved into this apartment here in Chicago in the Andersonville neighborhood. It's like an older home. My landlord's parents used to live there, and I guess then, you know, the house was given to them. It was two brothers, so they share ownership. And my dog, you know, every now and then she would just be staring up at the ceiling, just like staring and kind of growling a little bit, and I don't understand what's going on. I'm wondering, do you think there could be like a fear of their dead parents or something here?
Well, do you live on the top floor, or do you have people that live above you?
Yeah, I live on the top floor, and there's nobody below us yet. The unit is still being worked on.
Okay.
They can see gases, like they can see methane gases. They can see what's the other gas? The monoxides. They can notice stuff like that. So. That's what
yeah,
I would say.
Dogs have an entirely
first.
Different visual spectrum than humans.
Well, they smell. They also see with their nose, too. Mm-hmm. So if there's something, like, if you've got a leak in your furnace or on your, you know, toilet or something like that, they could be acting strange over that.
If he's looking at the ceiling, has he alerted to anything else in the room?
No, it's a girl named Roxy, but it's just every once in a while she'll just be like kind of growling and staring up at the ceiling for no reason, and I don't understand like what she's looking at. I turn the light off, turn the light on, and you know I don't know.
My guess is he's hearing or smelling a pest, a rat or
yeah, that's possible too. There could be something in the attic or above it that the dog could be smelling.
Because dogs get that way around pests, especially if it's like pigeons, rats, anything that they don't like.
The ground, especially.
Yeah. If they hear a little pitter patter, does she like to chase squirrels, mice, you know, bugs and stuff like that?
It could be like squirrels. It's a, you know, we live in a neighborhood that's like loaded with trees and stuff, and you know, there could be like scrolls up in the roof or something. I don't know. That makes sense.
Just that little bit of pitter-patter that you don't even notice. Guess what? She is going to pick up on that, and she is going to, you know, all of a sudden her hunting instincts are going to come into play.
Well, see, that's no fun. I was hoping it was a ghost or something. You guys are just kind of broke.
That's the whole idea, that debunk what's...
That's what we're here for. We're here to piss and cheer.
All right, guys. Well, I gotta go. Thank you for the little, I guess, read or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. So you can help out.
All right.
Anytime. All right.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, dogs are incredibly good at that. I mean, dogs can pick up cancer in people, and
did you know
they got
Jamal?
Dogs trained to pick up bed bugs, so.
Ryan.
What?
I didn't know him.
That might have been Jamal Woodson.
Okay. Tiger Woods? We need him to call in. Talk about his balls. No, I'm just kidding.
Chocolate salty ball.
Yeah, that was Jamal. So, thanks Jamal for calling in. He said, "I guess there's no ghosts in my house, just squirrels."
They're trying to get a nut. Tell them to be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dogs will
pick up on pests right away. If you got pests in your house or even close to your house and they start acting weird, that's a good sign.
Like the toilet, the methane from the toilet can cause them to act real weird and shit. Yeah.
Well, what do you think, Robert? Do you think I should get my psychic license so I can start make a business out of this? Because I think I can make some money.
Is there a psychic license?
Yeah, you need to gear up on your statistics a little more. But yeah, you're good.
No, that woman's husband. Okay, all right. I told her. You know, did you like that? How I got on the trucker? You know, seeing three different women and stuff.
She got all quiet all of a sudden and didn't want to even.
Oh
say
my
anything
god.
Else.
Oh, she knew it. She knew what I was hinting towards, and I knew she knew I was right.
Oh, the truckers.
I'm a psychic, so anyone that wants to call in, I'm a psychic, but unfortunately, I have to get off here early because I have to go pick up my girlfriend from work, Joy, right?
I'm not psychic.
So,
that's a whole other story.
All right, well, let's end this segment with the last caller we had. Has squirrels, and he needs to watch out for his nuts. Wake up with one tugging on each side. Like, what the fuck? Oh. Okay.
All right, guys.
Anybody who would like to call in and be on the show, it'd be nice if you give us a few days ahead of time on Facebook. You can get a hold of Robert Cornell or Ryan Gazzardo, or you can just go to the Debunker Boys website, which is, plug it real quick.
It is, it is debunkerboys.wix.com/debunkerboys.
Yep, it's domain, subdomain. Sweet! So, anybody that's, go for it. Yeah, peace out.
Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. Well, that's alright because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. Well, that's alright because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie.
I can't tell you what it really is. I can only tell you what it feels like. like. And right now it's a steel knife in my windpipe. I can't breathe, but I still fight. Well, I can fight as long as the wrong feels right. It's like I'm in flight, high off of love, drunk from my hate. It's like I'm huffing pain. I love her, the more I suffer, I suffocate. Right before I'm about to drown, she resuscitates me. She fucking hates me, and I love it. Wait, where you going? I'm leaving you. No, you ain't come back. We're running right back. Here we go again. It's so insane, cause when it's going good, it's going great. I'm Superman with the wind in his back. She's Lois Lane, but when it's bad, it's awful. I feel so ashamed. I snap, who's that dude? I don't even know his name. I laid hands on him. I never stoop so low again. I guess I don't know my own strength.
Just gonna stay. Love.